This is the Audio Swarm Podcast.
Hitting the business objectives that you want to hit.
We'll just make sure that you're staying up to date with the latest trends.
We actually care about what we're talking about.
Hey, gang. Welcome to the first episode of the No Name Podcast that we have rolling today. The podcast we have for you is something that's been a long time coming. The three of us here at Nectar Digital Marketing, Justin Oxner, Matt Anderson, myself, Andy Wolf. And this is kind of a validation of the work that we've had to date. But this podcast has been something we've talked about, you know, for a long time in multiple meetings. And every conversation we have, we kind of end each meeting with, this could be a podcast. Mm-hmm. And we finally got to the point where we're going to make it a reality. Yeah. And the opportunity we have with, you know, experience between the three of us and working in businesses, starting businesses, helping businesses succeed, marketing for big corporations, being out in the digital world kind of gives us this opportunity to share with other small businesses, people that want to, you know, build their passion, their vision, their dream in a business world and give them the tools they need to succeed. And so we wanted to take this opportunity to start this bad boy up. And I think this is the best time to kind of introduce who we are and the Nectar Digital Marketing team. So I'm going to pass this on and introduce the two guys that are with me side by side here and let them kind of talk about who they are, what they bring to the table, and we'll go from there. First off, we'll start with Matt Anderson here. Matt, tell me a little about yourself. Let the world know who you are.
No, thank you, Mr. Wolf. Starting off, to your point, every time we get together, we end up talking about random marketing topics, and we go on tangents for, probably 10, 15 minutes a piece.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, at the end of everyone, I'm like, we should have been recording that. Like, that was good stuff. We should have kept it. So I'm happy we're starting this up. Like I said, my name is Matt Anderson. I help out with our media strategist kind of portion of Nectar. I've been in the corporate marketing world for 11 plus years. Done a lot of work in social media and email marketing, a little website strategy. So I kind of help brainstorm different content ideas and then map them across a whole bunch of different channels that people need to use to help out with their business. So
I love it. I love it. And the experience that you bring to this industry is second to none.
Oh,
I mean,
thanks.
I mean, I don't want to toot your horn too much here, but
keep going.
I mean, when I say second to none, I mean basically second to Justin, who I'll introduce next and say, kind of get this guy introduced here who probably needs no introduction, but Mr. Oxner, Justin Oxner, go ahead and tell us a little about yourself, my man.
Thank you, Andy. They kind of call me the wordsmith around here. I guess I've been doing writing projects for the past 11 years, much like as long as Matt Anderson's been doing his thing. I've also been involved in social media for large corporations and doing this stuff for years now. It goes back to when I was in college. I thought I wanted to be in advertising, and advertising falls under a journalism major when I was in college. And the journalism is what I actually put to use, writing a lot of press releases and text for other things. And now I'm kind of excited to turn it around and do it a little differently for some small businesses here and kind of help small businesses grow with any way I can.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, that's the whole goal of why we want to do this is there's so many different avenues that people can take when promoting their business in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. You've got print, you've got newspapers, you've got, I mean,
the traditional,
yeah. The advertising with different companies, radio ads, TV spots, commercials. I think a lot of people really look at that avenue because it's so flashy, because it's, you know, we see it on TV every day. You're watching the NBA finals or whatever you're watching. You see these ads pop up, and I know they're inspiring, and you see them and you want to do that for your own business. But sometimes it's not feasible. Sometimes it's not, you know, the path that you're able to take financially or the wherewithal or the knowledge to know who to talk to. So
sometimes it's even like, that's what you've just been doing for your business. Like, absolutely. We run into people that say, yeah, I've just been doing radio ads, right? So it's just part of my yearly budget. I always do radio.
How's that working for you?
No idea.
Exactly. No idea.
Just keep doing it.
Exactly. So, I mean, the three of us, we've been there. We've seen it. And for you listeners out there, you may be in the same boat. You may have heard these things before. And and feel this way and had this experience. But don't fret, don't worry. There's a lot of things that you can do out there for your brand for free. Things that are available to you every single day that you're probably not even aware of. So, you know, this podcast is going to be revolved around that. We're going to focus on things that you can do every single day to improve your visibility for your brand, your business, your whatever it is that you're doing. So we're going to focus on a lot of those things. But in this first episode, we want to, you know, showcase what we do and who we are and how we got started together, because everybody needs to have a start to a story. So we're going to get this thing going. As Justin knows, he's a storyteller, so he knows you got to have a beginning, a middle, and an end, as generic as that sounds. But we're going to get started with how this Nectar Digital Marketing began. But first off, anytime you want any information, go ahead and check out www.nectarmarketing.com. Check us out. There's a lot of information you can see on there. Utilize your best ability and get in touch with us via email at our email address, connect@nectarmarketing.com. Get a hold of us anytime you want. Just to be clear here, Nectar, as everybody knows what that word is, it's not your traditional nectar you buy in the store or, you know, bees go out and find and make. It's spelled a little differently. So for your viewer or listener, you know, I'm going to get this right. Justin will have to correct me throughout the time. You'll all understand this as episodes continue. This isn't my strong suit. Not my strong suit. But to spell this out for you, it's Nektr marketing.com. So check us out there. We're going to stop the promos now, but we're going to start with how this business got started. Matt, why don't you lead us into where we got going with this?
Yeah. I mean, it almost starts out just between you and me, and even just going back to us in our college days back at Northern State University, you know, just being friends there. Then even after graduation, you see around, you moved around a couple different places, right? Like you've been out in Denver, you've been in Arizona, you've been in California helping out different businesses. And we just always stayed in touch. And it was one of those, you were helping out with small businesses with their websites and doing other things. And we would just call and we just shoot the shit and be like, hey, what are some cool ideas I could be doing? And we're helping out each other, giving you like website ideas, talking about Google Analytics, and just kind of brainstorming that way back and forth. So I don't. That's kind of like a way that we got around to it and talking around. But I don't know, like, maybe you can expand a little more about like what your process was. Like, I stayed around kind of after college in South Dakota here down in Brookings, and then you kind of had a little bit different experiences as you went around.
Yeah, you know, a little bit about my past. I've kind of, like Matt said, moved around a lot, trying to find my niche, my purpose, and what it is that I love to do in life. And it's led me to multiple different locations throughout the country, but the overall synopsis or thesis to everything that I'm doing is been based around helping businesses succeed. And it's been in different industries. I started out in food and beverage hospitality as just a plain old server bartender, and kind of elevated into a management role. And that's kind of where I was for about six, seven years, being in AGM of restaurants, GM of restaurants, which involves multiple different things, whether it's, you know, leading people, managing people, making sure the restaurant's working the way it should be, and all the way up to the marketing side. You know, you got to promote your restaurants. And that's kind of where it all started for me. And that led to an opportunity down in Arizona, helping a good friend of mine build his business. He needed a little bit of assistance. He was focused too much on the day-to-day operations of his business to really know how to expand or how to build his brand. So I went down there to help him for about a year. And after that, kind of branched out to California. And from there, you know, really started to think about what it is I wanted to do. And I think based on the time spent with my friend and his business and building, I knew that's where my passion lied.
I feel like we talked a lot as you were in California, though, even too, right?
Well, we did. That's like I was saying, the California time span is like 9 months is where I really started to interact and have good quality conversations with Matt. And that led to, you know, hey, one week I woke up and said, I love what I did for that company. I love doing that on the side. I love the conversations that Matt and I have on building businesses. And
it didn't seem like it was work.
It didn't seem like it was work. And that's the beauty of finally figuring out what it is that you love to do in life. And when it's not work, when you wake up every day and you want to do what you do every single second, and it's, you can't wait until, even if you're working at another job, you think about it all day, every day at that job. Like, yep. I can't wait to get home to do that. So that's when it hit me one day. I said, hey, I'm going to call Matt and I'm going to say, this is it. I'm going to make the move. So when that happened, I called Matt up, and I'm sure he can attest to this, but I said on the phone, what do you think about me moving to Brookings? Let's get this done. And yeah, I think that's literally how it went down. The conversation was that cut and dry.
Yeah. And it was pretty much a great time for all this in my life, because Andy was a groom at my wedding, and you're dropping us on me, I think probably about 3 weeks before the actual wedding.
It was like exactly 3 weeks before
the wedding. You moved in. Like, you moved to South Dakota, back South Dakota, the week of the wedding.
It was 2 days before Matt's wedding. Yeah. I got in the car. I drove 25 and a half hours from my location in sunny Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Got to South Dakota, got out of the car, into the hotel, went to Matt's wedding, and the rest is history. And I know how crazy that sounds, but sometimes the best ideas are off a whim, and you got to jump off the cliff. And I know down the road in these episodes, we're going to talk a lot about just jumping off the cliff and diving into things that you may not be comfortable with, and, mm-hmm. and understanding that they will work. And if you just trust the process, and what we're going to try and tell you throughout this podcast is listen to the process, and you'll make it happen, and it'll work, and be patient. But, you know, it takes more than two to tango, if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So we're going to lead this off to how Justin got involved here, and Matt'll go ahead and lead this process.
I can say, Wendell, it's you and me talking those conversations, moving back. Justin and I have been coworkers for a number of years. So
11 years.
Yeah. I mean, no one's counting. Well, probably 11.
No one's counting.
So we were talking about doing this a lot, and Justin and I, with our, we work in social media a lot together. We do a lot of other things at our company together, and it's been great. So then when Andy and I get excited about this, I think about my job currently, and it's involved in marketing, and I love doing it, and as well as Justin does. And right. I'm like, hey, you know, I started talking to Andy about it and mentioning Justin. I'm like, hey, wouldn't it be fun to like do some of this extra marketing stuff, but trying to help out like small businesses and different things? So I think
I remember that conversation. It was a sunny day. We were on a rooftop bar, and Matt turned to me and he said, hey, what do you think about doing some social media stuff kind of on the side to help these small businesses? There's this small business. There's this small business. He listed probably four or five that said he'd talked to some of those people. He'd known a few of them. They said, yeah, we could probably use some help doing this. Or, oh, I'd love it if I could just pay somebody X amount of dollars a month to take care of this for me so I didn't have to think about it, but yet it was still getting done. And I had never really even thought of doing anything like that. And the way he described it, and the way we tried it, it just sounded right and it felt right. And mm-hmm. here we are.
Yeah, because I mean, it's one of those things where we get asked a lot for advice, so we're already doing it. But it's just one of those things realizing like, hey, there's a lot of people who need help out there for this. And then tying that in with Andy. And I know Andy, like a lot of extensive experience, especially like in websites and stuff that you've done.
Right.
So it's almost like we've all had these different areas in digital marketing that we've helped out in. And then we've helped others in, or you've built up yourself. And so it was just this, hey, Justin, like Andy and I have been talking about this stuff. You and I are talking about this. How about the three of us just come together and meet? And I can't remember the first time three of us met at the same spot, but like guys had never met before.
I mean, coming back to this, I'll be honest. I know exactly when.
Sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize. This is a great story, by the way. This is, I remember coming up with names with Matt Anderson. And we had multiple conversations of how are we going to approach this? Where are we going to go with this brand? How do we want to name this company? Because that's, I mean, with any company, that's one of the hardest things you're going to have to come up with.
Is, yep.
And we can attest to that wholeheartedly. How do you come up with a name for your business? Because you want it to say what it needs to say. But, you know, we'll get into that deeper down the road. But the point of this story is going through the documents, the word spreadsheet is seeing 55 different names on a word spreadsheet. And then looking in the top right corner, I remember this vividly, and there was a name that I truly, really, genuinely loved that I came up with. And I remember looking up, and there was parentheses next to the name and said, don't like it, Andy probably came up with it. And I remember laughing by myself in my living room of my aunt's house and thinking, who wrote that? And not mad or angry, but almost offended, kind of like, that was a great idea. Who would shoot that down? And then after investigation, you know, thorough, deep investigating with Matt, come to find out it was Justin. And that was kind of the first time I really knew that Justin was involved in this. And I remember thinking at first, like, well, Matt and I had this idea. Are we going to, you know, is there enough of this to go around? I mean, building a business, what are we going to do here? And with that mindset, I was thinking, you know what, let's go with it. I think this could, let's see what this, what evolves from this. And after getting together on the very next meeting, I think it was 3 days later, meeting with Justin, it was an absolute no-brainer. And it was, Matt hit it out of the park, bringing Justin in and getting him involved, because there is no other possible way that this company works without the three of us on the same page. And each skill set that all three of us there's three of us, not two, for you listeners out there, it's a love fest. But the point being is, the three of us coming together on this idea is one of the coolest things that I've ever been a part of. And I hope that you out there listening can feel the emotion and passion that we have in this industry and what we want to bring to the table here for you guys. And you know, moving forward with this first episode, we're going to cut her down here probably pretty shortly, but we want to let you know what it is that we do and what we're going to offer and what our company does. It's kind of a threefold. We want to help your business, help your brand become relevant, remain relevant, and build loyalty and trust throughout the entire marketplace in your business. And that's the goal. It should be the goal for every company out there. And so how we do that is via website design, and we'll dive deep into that, what it is that we can do and how we help and what platforms we use, because I think it really speaks volumes to the necessity of small businesses out there and marketing budgets and what is needed, you know, to succeed in that realm. And then social media and email marketing. We all know social's the king right now. It's majority of the time spent on mobile devices, and pretty much everyone in the world uses those platforms. So email marketing, obviously that's a big one. It's one of the originators, the first on the scene as far as marketing in the digital world. So we want to focus on those three things. Those are our main focal points. And throughout the upcoming episodes, we will absolutely dive into what all three of those things do and how we can help you in your business. So
yeah. And a lot of things are changing all the time too. Absolutely. So it's like website designs change, especially with mobile usage, right? Email change, but then social media is a big one to always stay up to date on, because there's Facebook's updating everything, whatever, like 2 to 3 weeks, whether it's your Facebook ads or algorithms. So we're going to also try and help you like come up with different content ideas for these different things, but then also just make sure that you're staying up to date with either the latest trends or what social media channels are trying to do, so that your content performs the best that it can. So that's what we're trying to help out a lot with.
Awesome. Well, I know that I can speak for all the other guys in this room, the only other two besides me, that we're excited. We are thrilled to be able to talk about things we're passionate about every day. And we hope that all of you can jump on board, and we just hope that we help, you know, even if it's one of you out there that's looking to improve their exposure out there, because there's a lot of noise, there's a lot of things going on, and there's a lot of different companies vying for attention from potential clients or customers. So thank you for listening. We are happy to meet you. We're excited to be a part of your lives, and hope that you listen and subscribe to our podcast here. Thank you, everybody. Justin, Matt, thank you very much for joining us today and being a part of the team. Go Nectar.
Yeah. See you guys.
See ya.